Friday, February 16. Valentine's Day has been and gone. Ox, you remember a couple of days ago?
You were talking a big game that there was a cat suit that there was Trish was going to wear. What were you wearing?
Superman.
You're going to wear Superman. I don't see any scratch marks on you. I don't see any love bites. It'd be fair to say by the look and the way you were slumped in your chair, you didn't get any action. And in fact, Trish might not have even been awake. I don't know.
I've been kicking a Coke can for 2 days. Honestly.
You missed out. It's Valentine's Day. How much did you spend on Valentine's Day?
I've been in alleyways just kicking this can all over the joint.
How much did you spend on Valentine's Day?
I got the biggest bunch of flowers and like, you know,
I'll
tell you how big it was. No, and Trish loves them too, to be fair. So I go to florists and she knows what I like.
Yeah.
So we do a bit of a combination of flowers that last a long time.
So the lily pillies.
And then she throws in the tulips and the gerberas and all that kind of stuff. Then and they all go into one big one. Now I expect a big turnout for what I put in.
$100 worth. $200
more. $250. I got those stupid little chockies and love heart shapes and stuff. Yeah. All you know.
So $200. You are expecting a bit
action.
Of Tom Jones.
Action Jackson.
Yep.
And is what I'm expecting.
And you talked a big game. You said you nail it. You basically pump up your own tires.
And you said that Trish was rearing.
Yeah.
Like honestly, peaking.
Yeah.
She was ready to go.
Yeah. Me too, mate. I was hairless from eyebrows down.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
You got rid of every follicle off your body,
mate.
Oh my god.
Off the toes.
So what happened?
Everything.
Off the toes.
Everything, mate.
Bottom of the feet were as shaved as they've ever been. So what happened?
I don't know what happened. I must be losing it. You know.
Well, you got home and.
Maybe, you know, my 55-year-old body's just not looking as flash as it used to. I don't know what I'm going to do.
So did you put this outfit on?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And before you just fly around the house and do another.
Oh, mate. I had the blow dryer on the cape, you know, so the cape.
What about was Trish in her catsuit?
Yeah, the catsuit wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Oh, she didn't even put it on.
But
I think I know what's happened. She's punishing you for having a crack at her about the coffee machine.
I think it's.
I'm sad. I'm disappointed.
I think things are starting to leak out from the podcast.
Is Valentine's Day done and dusted for you now, or is that a setback?
I'll have another crack next year. Except this, I think Superman. Maybe it's just Superman. You know, it's been 10 years now.
Yeah,
I got to change it up. I think maybe Catwoman probably wants a bit of Batman or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe we need some feedback from the family on what they've done to guarantee a wonderful, lovely Valentine's Day.
Coupleofblokes.com. Leave a voice message. I need some help. I need some tips.
I'll give you a DVD and that'll spark things and then it's in your own hands from there.
And I've got 51 weeks to prepare for next year.
You're going
to
be right.
Jeez. All right. Well, right. You do look sad, so we hope you're okay. But that's a nice update.
It cost me nothing. I didn't spend.
Don't tell me
I didn't
that.
Spend a Zach.
Don't tell me
and
that.
And I got more action than you.
Don't tell me that.
The moral of the story is.
See you later.
Can I give you the moral?
No,
I'm not going to give it to you now.
No, give it to me.
No, I'm going to let you sit on it. You had your chance.
I'd like to hear the moral.
No, I want to hear it. No moral. Speak to you later.
And thanks for listening to the Couple of Blokes podcast with Ox and Marco. And if you get a chance to share it with a friend, that'd be fantastic. Massive thanks to the team at the E&S Trading Clearance Centre in Clayton on Dandenong Road. And if you're not in Melbourne, you can check them out online. Some massive savings. Couple of Blokes executive producer is Dan Bradley at Kaizen Media and sound design from Daryl Misson at loudzebra.com. We'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.